looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping to lighten the load of life's challenges. And speaking of lightening the load of life's challenges, I find this absolutely fascinating that there exists, I'm imagining it like a giant library up in the sky filled with books or kind of some kind of records that each one of our, so it belongs to each one of our souls. And that if we look at our lives and we have these challenges or frustrations or pains or wounds or even just questions that we just go, what the heck are we doing here? Or what the heck is that person doing here? And what do they mean in my life? That it just boggles my mind that there's these records called the Akashic Records that can help us understand things and make life so much easier and lighten that load. So I still have a hard time understanding all these things, and I just find it fascinating. So I wanted to have someone very special who was just filled with so much joy, considering how much pain she's gone through in her life. But I have a very special guest, and I want to read a little bit about her. First of all, her name is Teza Zialcita, and how fun is that just to say? And she is the author of Ions of Manifestation. She's a mystic, a best-selling author, and go figure, Akashic Record teacher. And that is just so cool. So let me just share a little bit about her before I bring her on, and because I get to say her name again. So it's Teza Zialcita. It's so fun. And she's a powerful spiritual guide who helps you see the bigger picture of your life. She brings clarity and understanding to your conflicts from a soul's perspective. I find that fascinating. And she touches you with her compassionate heart and innate wisdom. As a wonderful healer herself, she helps you find inner peace and resolution with sexual abuse, abortion issues, grieving your child's death, family conflicts, karmic bondages, that we are definitely touching on, addictions, and many other blockages that you want to understand, release, clear, and heal. As a soul entrepreneur, wait, I said that wrong, a soul-trepreneur, that's a cool word. I like that, Teza. She also mentors, guides, and coaches other spiritual healers. And I believe that we actually had one of them on the show. and coaches others, yes. And she helps in creating successful and fulfilled relationships with others and their own business. Ooh, let's talk about that too. Her fire and passionate drive to create. You think I never talked to this woman? I've had so many conversations with her, and I'm shocked every time I hear more about her. But her fire and passionate drive to create a community that serves holistic healing and health to others created the Om Healing Community in Vancouver. That's really cool. I love actually your site there. This spiritual event serves other healers and holds space in our health and consciousness evolution. So I just want to say welcome, Teza. The build-up to you coming on the show has been so exciting to me, and I'm just so happy to have you here. So welcome.
Thank you so much, Lisa. It's been an amazing morning.
I know. What a trial and not so much air, but we're always finding ways. So everybody just want to share that we woke up to find out, ooh, we're having a little bit of trouble getting in touch with one another. For I think it's when energies are so strong that
yes. Yeah,
electronics just go, or the internet says, maybe not so much. I might not be able to handle Teza.
It's almost like a crash, right? Like, okay, we have to go through this.
Yes. And, awesome. You know, just to kick this off is, you know, you were introduced to me by so many people, actually. I mean, I think you just know everybody. And and when Kim was actually one of your students, so we had her on the show, but you help people in such an interesting way using the Akashic Records, which I'll have you explain all that, but I want to ask, because you had some tragedies in your life, and
recently?
yes, and was that the were you already into this before, or did you know about the Akashic Records, or did you go searching for something that would help you find answers and healing?
Well, I was born a mystic. Like literally, I clinically died of diphtheria at the age of 2 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had an out-of-body experience at 2 years old, and I remembered it.
And you remembered it. Did you remember it then when you were two or later on?
When I was two.
You just knew. You knew
I saw my body. I saw my mom carrying my body and my two brothers running in the hallway of the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And so my memory is very vivid and, like, it's almost like a book. Like, it's very colorful, photographic memory.
Oh, okay.
That I had when I was two.
And so what kind of understanding can you, like, well, I guess as a mystic, that it just is. It's, there's no logic. I'm trying to use my brain to understand it, right?
Uh-huh.
It's more of a, so once, did that change, would you say that changed the course of your, you just knew from age two that what you would do with it?
Since I was two, I was already connected to the source. Like, I would talk to the flowers, nature, animals. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a paradise, beautiful Philippines, the island.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just amazing until I hit my victim story, which is the sexual abuse that I had encountered when I was a teenager. And also when I was an infant, before I died at 2 years old, I was being sexually molested by the babysitters that was taking care of me as an infant.
Yeah, and did you remember that?
It's kind of unique, like in a way, I was having nightmares almost every night, and I would wake up at 3 a.m. with hot sweat, and I see myself in a changing table like an infant.
Right.
And there were men holding my private parts. So that was happening until I was age 27. And I went home. I went home to the Philippines, and my sister told me, do you remember the people that used to babysit you, the brothers? Like, maybe there were four or five brothers.
Right.
And they adopted a girl, and she killed herself. And I said, how did she kill herself? She said she hanged herself, and it's because of incest. And while she was talking about it, there's this heavy spirit that got lifted off me.
Ooh.
And the nightmare disappeared.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay, now I have to ask about this. And this is, I mean, I don't think I knew part of this, but this is actually, I'm going through my own waves of shock and trying to process, but.
Yeah, because we dive deep too fast.
Yes. Well, that's, but you know what? I just wondered when that lifted from you, was it her energy that was with you for that time? Or is it meaning that you just felt an acknowledgement of something?
Yes. I felt this spirit lifted off me, and I was actually surprised because that sensation didn't occur to me before. And because the nightmare stopped, I recognized the bigger picture. It was a full circle for me to understand what my nightmares are. They're giving me symbols that I was molested as an infant, and I literally got sick of diphtheria.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all like became a big answer to my nightmares.
Oh, do you believe that the diphtheria then came to save you so that you could pass?
I don't have the answer to the diphtheria because I feel like it's divine calling.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was a calling for me because when I studied the records 10 years ago, I had this beautiful divine connection that took me to the paradise. So the vision was about when I left at 2 years old, I went into the paradise where this huge tree, it's almost like Genesis.
Oh, okay.
And I was surrounded by archangels.
Oh, what a beautiful place. I mean,
Yes.
That's not a bad place to leave diphtheria to go to there.
Yeah. And after, you know, that vision, I just felt free of my calling. Like I felt safe here in Earth.
I love that you said that, because I think that's, you might have just nailed that. A lot of us may just go through a period of our lives not feeling safe on Earth.
Yes. Because it's too vicious, or because I'm sensitive, so I could feel the pain of people, and when they have bad thoughts, or even I could feel it when I come into the room. I could see the person and feel what's going on in their head, and that really, you know, if you're not protected, and that's what I'm learning. It's filter. That I'm safe, and I'm actually just recently, I'm evolving every day, learning tools, right?
Yeah.
The filter is actually love.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
Oh. Yes.
I think that's what allows like people like you, or people can come to that finding of a filter with me. That's where I just find love. And I think you've said that perfectly, because when I look at, because I have to talk about my cats, but every time I look at my cats, I just feel pure love. And that helps me be able to hold space for, or, you know, even walk into energy that's maybe not so, it doesn't feel good. And then I just kind of filter it out and purify it with kitty cat love. You know? You're so filled with joy. That's what it's so well about you. Your laughter, you have joy, because you, even right now, you teach, like you take on students and help them to understand the records, and that's a big job. So I want to go back, because you 10 years ago, with your sequence, you have so many different tragedies that happened in your life that's taken you there. But when you did go to the records 10 years ago, did you kind of feel like this was a sudden gift to explain things, or just like coming back home?
Wow. You nailed it. You nailed it. Because, before I went to my school, like my teacher is actually from Toronto, Jennifer Longmore. Yes, she's amazing.
We'll have to put her name up too to share with everybody.
Jennifer Longmore. She came here to Vancouver, and I woke up with a... Because I'm clairaudient as well, so I could hear messages very loud. So the message was, you're returning to home.
Oh.
And I woken up and I'm like, am I dying today? What's return to home?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then I realized returning to home is tapping into your soul. Oh. It's your home.
So I'm gonna ask a funny question. When you picture when I was taught as growing up as a child, you know, they said your soul's I always imagine it in my tummy, you know, we're just around the heart kind of and stuff, but your soul is actually, it's not really there. It doesn't live inside our bodies. How would you describe the soul?
Okay. The soul is expansive. So it's almost like a spark connected to the source.
Oh.
So we're co-creators of the divine energy.
Oh, now I'm thinking of little fireflies. Oh, spark everywhere. So the Akashic Records, are they written by our souls or for our souls?
There's two ways of understanding the record. Because you're a part of the source, there is your own inner journey as a soul.
Okay.
But it's also a collective consciousness of all things that were created here, being created, and future events.
Ah. Okay.
So it's interactive. It's conscious. It's recording all the things that we're doing. And it also has the records of everything that had been here, like histories and evolution of humanity. So it is a really vast, complex conception. If you have to perceive in a divine consciousness, how you can comprehend this, you have to have a practice or, you know, tap into the records. And we're already tapping into the records because we're alive. We're here, right? We're living souls. But we're not conscious.
That's a neat way of looking at that, that we already are, because they're being written and they're being co-created, as you said. And I love that you use the word divine. It's more of a divine life, because at first I was kind of thinking of the internet, you know, just like it's a big web of information being shared and grow, like expansive. But then when you added that word divine, it mm-hmm. just added my heart to it, that love filter that you spoke of.
And it's sacred.
Oh, yeah. See, these words really matter. I love the vibration of the words that are added to it. When going to, I'm going to be all over the place. This is going to be a fun show.
We're everywhere. Yeah.
Yes. Well, and we still have 1 minute before the commercial, so I can still squeeze in some here, because mm-hmm. I really want people to understand. First of all, we're going to explore and hear. I want to hear a little bit more about the stories and your life experiences, because you just said that earlier. You're constantly evolving every single day, just as we all are. And what I think a lot of people struggle with, even you, like you have hard days. When something painful comes up and happens, and the first thing I think we kind of ask is like, why did this horrible thing happen?
Yeah.
And this is where a lot of people come to you to learn what's in the record, to just explain why it happened or to change it or to...
There's so many reasons they come.
Oh.
So it depends on their vibration as well. Because most people will come for relationships, kind of like about their work, their purpose. But if you're talking to some doctors, They come to you for questions about science and existence. So the higher consciousness you have, the higher cares or questions that these people are asking when they come.
And actually, as we do go to commercial, you were answered a very cool question in a doctor's office. So when we come back after commercials, I'd love for you to share that story.
All right.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm so excited that we have Teza Zialcita. And I'm going to spell that for everybody. It's T-E-Z-A, that's Teza, Zialcita, Z-I-A-L-C-I-T-A. Just because Tessa, you do so many live Facebooks and you always do little videos. And like, you are so active there that I really want people to go to your Facebook page to find you, because you really welcome people into your life.
Yes.
And yes, and you know what? And I love that you shared this right away, because last year there was a tragedy for you, and you shared that tragedy. You lost your son, and you found support at that time by just connecting. Like, so, you know, a lot of people want to hide, you know, in their pain. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in right now, my heart is hurting for that. And I just, first of all, thank you for sharing your life with us. I think that's just beautiful. And I think that all of these things that are so heavy for you have just helped really lighten other people's life, because you've allowed us to come in and help you and support you.
I'm speechless. You know, this this tragedy is, I think, the most painful thing for me. But I publicly grieve because I want to help others get hope, you know, and there's a faith in darkness. And because I, you know, it's a mastery, actually. When my son reached 33, I said to him, Theo, this is your master number, master year. And he said to me, Jesus died at 33, Mom. Yeah, so he knew. The night before the accident, he was hit by a truck. I mean, the morning, at 4:30 in the morning, I woke up and he was standing beside me glowing, literally glowing like an aura of pure peace and light. I literally got scared.
Right.
Yeah. I said,
well, it was shocking.
Yeah, because he was so peaceful. Right. And the night before that, he was just stressed out. And I opened his records. He asked me to open his records.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was doing healing for him. And I literally blogged self-care plan for stress time. It was actually meant for me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, everything was almost like designed to assist me, because on November 11 and 12, it's ascension. You know, 11-11 is a portal.
Yeah.
So I created a home healing community event, which literally became my support. The whole community was my support.
Oh.
Because 10 days after that, Theo was in coma.
And that was his passing. And so had you not built that, had you not had that,
I feel like I'm here to open up people's lives and hearts, because this kind of literally, if I didn't study the records, I wouldn't be able to be in a soul's perspective of why Theo died.
Yes, yeah, you're right. You would be still in anger and blame.
I'm still going to be in pain and anger.
Yeah.
So literally when he died, after 1 week, I couldn't sleep. I was waking up in a dream and I saw the bigger picture of his soul. So he incarnated to be my son, because he took the karma that I had when I was born here. He was sexually abused at 2 years old.
And that's just shocking and sad, understanding, but still sad. Both of you.
Yeah, both of us. And when I was going through years of counseling with him, I was thinking it was me, a mother bringing a broken child. He was actually bringing my soul to heal while we were in counseling, because I was abused as a child.
And it's so, what's the word? When you give yourself to others, like you literally said, I will come down here, or it's Akashic Records that says,
to help my mom, to heal my mom, to be a strong healer.
So isn't that an interesting, and I have to say, highlight this. So it really would take a soul's perspective and not a brain perspective to come to a point to say, understand that something so horrendous that happened to your child was actually for your own healing. And I think that's the only, you know, way to, it would have to be from a soul's perspective. And in saying that, when there's people listening right now who are really struggling, like, and I would try to wrap my head around something. Yeah. It's not that you need to wrap your head around it. You need to wrap your that heart and soul person.
You have to surrender.
Surrender. Yeah.
And that's what,
scary.
Well, you know, I was triggered by Humboldt accident, the hockey players.
That just happened.
So I tapped into the records, and what came up was the suffering of the mothers. We are literally going through a very dark time when these mothers' pain are so ingrained within their system and the family, the school, Canada. It's a collective suffering. It's called existential suffering.
And what do we do with that? Like, if you were able to help us
with
that, when you look into the records, and do you say, why did this happen, or how can we get past it? Like, what would be a question that you would ask to help us heal?
You know, you actually, the records know why you're there.
Okay.
Sometimes you just have to open the records and feel that healing energy from your soul. So tapping into the records is a direct vibration that will activate your soul to understand the bigger science or the bigger purpose of what's happening in your current lifetime, like really practical things.
Okay, so then, you mentioned work before and things like that, and I thought, that's so, you know, practical.
There's nothing, this is what's happening with us here in the Western world. There's no separation with spirituality in your daily life. We don't need to go to India to be spiritual.
Right.
We are given this gift of spirituality right at the get-go. And be spiritual is being compassionate and kind to all the people that is around you, to your thoughts, the thoughts that creates situations, being gentle and not harming others. This is the real truth of being spiritual.
I love that. You know, it's funny. I don't use Skype very often at all, like very rarely. And I had to use it yesterday, and they asked me what my Skype name was, and I was like, I don't really remember it. And I had to look it up, and you know, I couldn't believe what it was. It was Gentle Choices.
Oh, wow.
I know. And I thought, why would I ever? And it's so, you know, then that was
beautiful. It really makes sense, because we're too hard on ourselves.
Yes, and that's judgment. And I like the way you just said that, because judgment is very bold, you know, judging and
very heavy. Mm-hmm.
And how you just said it was really beautiful. Like, we're just too hard on ourselves, and to choose to be gentle. Here's an interesting question for you. Now, and it actually got into just before we left for commercial, we talked about, you know, science and life questions and things like that. And then we went to commercial, and then the Humanity Healing commercial came on. So I want to share with all the listeners, and they probably know, but just a reminder that oftentimes, their charity, what they do is Humanity Healing. And I have a question for you about organizations. So you had said that some people will come, and it depends on their frequency, if it's, you know, faster, higher, you know, and also then there's the collective. So there could be multiple, not just one. Can an organization go open a record for the organization, or is it each individual?
No. Your business has a record.
What? No. Really?
Everything that we create. So I open my records for my business, how I can expand. And that truly expanded me to L.A., you know, Ottawa. I've been to Calgary, Ottawa, Edmonton, and my project is the Philippines next year.
Oh, you get to go back home.
Yes, and so my mission is to create a orphan foundation.
Oh.
Yes, to help the children, because the children are, you know, are going to carry on this consciousness that we are evolving into. That they need guidance.
So, okay, now, because now you've just blown my mind. Okay. So now I was going to go as far as, you know, asking, like, would each of my cats have a record? But they do then, because if an organization has one, like Humanity Healing would have a record, and my business, Dating Your Diet, would have a record. And people could come to you and just, it's not to see the future, though, correct? It's not, we're not looking in here.
Well, yeah, sometimes it just happens. Yeah, I see the future of the business. Yeah, my girlfriend, 10 years ago, we opened the records and she has a spa. I saw her walking in the hallway with a spa and she had a spa.
Oh.
She created that spa. So it's because everything is already here. So we're just tapping into the probabilities of the business.
Okay, okay. Because I read your book. It was just beautiful. So Ions of Manifestation. And it was just filled. Yeah, it made you giggle. Just for saying the name. Isn't it nice? this book, first of all, such a pleasant read. Like, just very...
very short.
Short, yes, but so perfect, though, because it wasn't overwhelming. And it has some very... I love that you use this acronym called FACE. F-A-C-E. Like, how beautiful. I do want to walk into there, and then I don't know which one goes first, the question that the doctor and you spoke about or the FACE acronym. Which one would go blend nicely to the next?
Well, being focused is really important in creation.
Okay.
Because we have a busy mind, especially if you're a Gemini, Mercury, you know, you're scattered. You're not grounded. So people, especially when people are going through their crisis, you know, their scattered mind. So being focused is the way to create. You're grounded.
Mm.
So FACE is putting your attention. Where is your attention? Are you putting your attention on negative situation or judging other people? You know, put your attention to forgiveness and be light, be free.
I love that. Be light.
And then creativity. We are creators. We are creating our own life as we speak. And with all the challenges, it is actually your doors of opportunities. How you can, for example, my son died. So it became a door for me to open my grief and how I can inspire others that there is hope and how I can support mothers. This is a recent calling for me. I'm creating a forum for mothers who are challenged with autism, mental illness, you know, like if their children have behavioral problems. So we're creating this on Tuesdays, like an open forum, so we can support each other and I could facilitate what I've learned through the records. So it's a really, really exciting times for mothers.
And you hold this on Tuesday?
Yes. I'm starting it on Tuesday from 6 to 7:30. My home is open for mothers. Because how it came about was I was having a meltdown on Friday. So I literally just lie down in my bed and these women talk to me. An hour, every hour for five women, I saw the patterns that they're all mothers suffering from parenting and stress. Because it's a challenge to have children that are, you know, mentally challenged. So it was just a calling. So it's amazing, right? It's your creativity.
Yeah. That's a very new. First of all, you're in Vancouver right now then, right?
Yes, New Westminster. It's like 10 minutes away from Vancouver, yeah.
Okay, because I want to let everybody know that. So New Westminster, 10 minutes away from Vancouver in British Columbia, Canada. So if anybody is close or wants to come, we're doing things from 6 till 7:30 p.m., and that's you're on Pacific time. And I love that you said you're opening your home because, you know, when you're selling your house, it's called an open house. And I was like, it's an open home. I love
you're
it.
Yeah.
It's
open home.
Yeah, open home. It sounds so much more, you know, loving and supportive. So that one to hold that together. I love that the In order to create, we must focus and be grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Expression, the E.
Yes.
E.
Expression is the E. Like focus, attention, creative expression. So you're born and destined to create. Why are you here? You're creating your life as like a book of life.
Yes.
So like the Akash, you're the co-creator of your written record, how you can evolve experiences that are challenging to become an empowered person so then you can help others. It's literally about service, and expression is your throat chakra.
Yes.
So I find, a lot of women or men cannot express what's painful.
The lump in the throat.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they don't feel safe. They don't feel they have the right to speak the truth. Mm-hmm. They're not open. They have a lot of inhibitions about speaking their truth. So they live in lies and hidden parts of their being. You know
what's funny, interesting. So if today of all days, I'm going to an event tonight, Mo Monday, and that we actually had Natter on last show to talk about that, and that's all about speakers getting up and sharing their story.
Yeah,
and that's very healing. So even for me to go as to witness it, I am hearing expression, so I'm being surrounded by people expressing themselves in a very supportive environment, and that allows, I think that it, like what you said, it helps to serve and allow for others to inspire them to do the same.
Mm-hmm. We're opening the throat chakra as we speak. You know, I look at things that happen in the world as an archetype. So when people who were saying me too, that sexually expressing themselves, that's the throat chakra. Because they've hidden those stories, which are actually, if you hide those stories, it's rotting in your system.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah,
that sounded awful.
Yeah, it's like a wound that doesn't heal.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Ooh, that was a great imagery for us to help.
Because I'm a nurse.
Yes, exactly.
So when we're healing wound, we have to take care of it. We have to expose it,
We're sliding into a commercial super fast, but when we come back, we're going to talk about me too, okay?
All right.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this, she even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Back into my mind has just been racing everywhere, especially over that commercial, because we're exploring such a beautiful thing with the Akashic Records here with Tezza. And Tezza, thank you for like going on this journey and explaining so many different things and different ways and using stories. I just want to ask a question. And I know we left off in the middle of something and I can't even remember. I was so present to everything. And I was like, oh, no. So everybody has the right, because we already are in the records now, but do we have to go quietly off in a room and meditate and reach a certain point in our third eye chakra and say the magic word? And like, what kind of like access are we talking here to do this?
Yeah. So literally we're in the Akashic Records because we are souls incarnated here. We're doing things. So it's a record of all your thoughts, words, actions, intentions, emotions.
Oh, even those bad ones too.
Uh-oh. Yes, that's why it's so healing to go into your records consciously. So the path that I am teaching is through a sacred prayer. So basically, you do your meditation, create a sacred space. So you're working constantly with masters. So like ascended masters, Saint Germain and the Violet Flame to transmit all energy that is not of light. And then Archangel Michael to cut any cords of attachments to people, places, and things that are not serving your highest good. So this protection is creating a safe and sacred space. And then you tune into the masters by the password is your name, your vibration.
Oh.
Yes, the name that you are incarnated with.
Yes, I read that in your book. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So
yeah.
Nobody can access your records without your permission. So there's a gatekeeper.
Okay.
There are highly evolved spiritual beings, the lords of Akashic Records, that keeps the integrity of your soul.
Mm. Well, that's good to know. That is very good to know. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So when you're accessing your records, this portal or like a bridge is open to you, so you can ask questions consciously, for example, anything that you want to know, for example, business, your relationship, your health, what's blocking you from being your healthy self. So very practical questions. So then you can access the answers and manifest that in your life, because you literally receive activations that can move you forward.
Can you explain what an activation is?
Activations is like a receiving power through the divine light.
Mm. Oh, so if you're feeling, I'm going to say this incorrectly, but low on belief or energy or just the oomph to.
Yeah, the oomph. Yeah. Your eye, the oomph. And different teachers have it, like a medicine Buddha, because I studied under, I took refuge to the Buddhist community with Dalai Lama, Sakya Thiessen, Darshan Rinpoche.
Now I have to ask about that, sorry, and I will go back. But you went and you took refuge. Like, that's different than just going on a little retreat. I mean,
yeah, it's like a vow.
Oh.
Yeah, you're practicing Sangha, Buddha, and, karma, like your dharma, your course.
Oh, yes.
So I think that's when I started creating community, actually. It's almost like my practice of Sangha, which is community service. And when you meet this, they're like saints walking on earth. Their purpose in life is just, to pray. To pray for all sentient beings.
Right, yes.
Not like us, we have mundane, we have work, material. They don't have those things. Right. They're literally here to serve, to pray.
Purpose is to pray. Well, and thank goodness. And so how does one sign up for that? Like,
Do they have
a phone and you call them?
No, these masters come into your city. If you just go Tibetan, and Google it, and they have strong affiliates in every city, and you just find out who's the master who's coming, And when you're, yeah, when you're in the workshop, they give you the empowerments, meaning, for example, Medicine Buddha, if that is the deity that is being given on that particular workshop, you are being attuned to the frequency of Medicine Buddha 2,500 years ago.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. So you are being given that gift because, you know, everything is energy. So you're literally attuning to the gift of that healing timeline.
You know, Essie, you just made me have the craziest memory that I don't even know that I've thought about it since it happened. So in 2007, I went to Japan, yeah. and I know I've shared a little bit about this. I went because I wanted to climb Mount Kurama, where Isui received his Reiki powers.
Yes.
And I remember that all the time. But you know what I forgot is I went to a Reiki circle and was attuned. And when you said that, I just had this memory of what you just said, where I actually forgot that happened, where there was a circle and you, whatever happened, we were attuned to a vibration.
Yeah.
In order, I can't remember, but I think it was because she said that if we didn't do that first, that we couldn't be able to receive the Reiki.
Yeah, it's initiation.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, you're initiated to that universal light. The founder is Yusui. You see, there's a lot of healing tools, right? Like reconnective healing, body, you know, any healing energy, but it is actually all universal light.
Oh,
but because they're naming it after the founder.
Right. Okay.
And, and also the band, I can't pronounce this word, bandwidth, you know, bandwidth. It's like this radio frequency.
Yeah.
So all these universal energy healing tool is in a different frequency, but it's all the same. It's universal healing.
That is so interesting. You know what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now, I need to book a session with you because
it's so vast, right? Like the information, like literally when you go to, when you went to Japan, you connected to the timeline when you used to live there. So
I believe I did. Yes.
Yes.
What I got from it, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm nuts. You know, we must be crazy.
Because we are multidimensional beings. So when we go visit places, like for me, New York was a very strong. I had a strong past life in New York.
Ooh.
So yeah.
It
so
would be nice.
You have to feel these vibrations or something like triggers you. For example, you're in Japan, you were probably a healer there or somewhere in, you know, in the mountains. And
I think I serve tea because I love tea so much.
You serve tea, yeah. That's probably one of our past lives because that's what I do. I love tea.
Isn't that beautiful? There's something just about it. And so when you said multidimensional, I just want to ask this. Let's just say, take that for example. Like I lived in Japan once life. Is it that I live in Japan in another life right now or for real in a past, like on a timeline, like a long time ago? Or is it right now and I'm there right now?
Well, you could actually create that right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it is multidimensional. There's no boundary.
Right.
You're tapping into many dimensions, whatever dimensions you want to create. So because we're very powerful spiritual beings, right? Mm-hmm. But it needs a kind of shift in your perception or in your DNA.
Yes.
You're activating your DNA into a multidimensional 12 vibrational field.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
Hold on here. Wait a second. Into 12 multidimensional?
I just say 12 because for me, 12 is an archetype of like 12 zones, you know, like we see astrology, 12 houses.
Yeah.
There's 12 apostles.
Yeah, and months.
So it's a number of it's almost like beyond completion. It's like a full circle.
Yes. Okay.
Because,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, that this is, there's so many fascinating things, and I want to make sure that I squeeze this in into this mm-hmm. show that is so packed. If somebody, you know, you teach this, so if a student, if somebody wishes to be a student, you would know where to, how to start them and take them through from, like, you know, kindergarten to university kind of thing, or and do they get, or do they need to know, do they just need to feel a connection with you to reach out?
First, I think when the student is ready, the teacher appears, right? And so it's already written in their records that they're going to explore this and be on that vibration. So people that comes into the records are already the people that are in the forgiveness stage. When they're ready to forgive their parents or for those things that are blocking them, they come into the records because they're ready to forgive. It's nothing like you come into a psychic teaching. It's not like that. It's a soul healing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the soul is ready to heal when they come to the Akashic teaching. And there is no difference for example, one who is so, you know, like doing the research about the records, or someone that has this pure heart and is a gardener. There is no difference. The soul is the pure light.
There's no separate. I love that you're highlighting that there's no separation. There's no people who have more right than another.
Yes. We're all the same. We're all in the same boat. We are all one, experiencing this human condition.
Right. And this, and I love that you've come into your purpose, that you're here to, first of all, you have your chosen mm-hmm. things, like creating an orphanage and helping mothers who are, I mean, mm-hmm. those go hand in hand to me, you know, the mother and the child on both aspects there. Mm-hmm. And as I'm listening, I just wondered if you could share if there's something that we, all of us could be doing right now
mm-hmm.
to open our hearts, to help forgive mm-hmm. right now with all the things that have gone on. Is there a secret pathway to lightness?
Yes. Like, you know, forgiveness is, I find people are having hard times to forgive because it becomes their story.
Ah.
They hold on to the story of pain
mm-hmm.
or control.
Okay.
Because they don't want to give that up, because if they're in their pain body, they, you know, they don't know who they truly are. So when they have pain, they feel like they're here on earth, you know, they have pain and they're in the victim consciousness. Mm-hmm. So forgiveness is actually cutting all the cords, the energy behind the story in all timeline, dimension, space, and reality. It's not only here we're forgiving these people, because we had so many lifetimes with them that we are unconscious.
So some people might not even, they couldn't, if they're just, they don't know why mm-hmm. they're upset. They don't know why they're sick. They don't know why they're angry. It's because it could just not be in this timeline.
Yeah, it could be past life. You probably killed a person in past life, and they're here to get you to resolve this and forgive.
Right, and these are very heavy things, and you don't want to be doing this by yourself.
No. Yes.
And but, is it any age? Like?
Only like when you reach 18, you could access this record.
Okay.
Because I believe these children are too sensitive, and they're evolving. They cannot take this maturity or wisdom.
Right.
We want them to be in their state of pure, you know, growth. So when they're 18, they could access the records.
I see. You know, that actually makes sense, because if we look at your situation, when you were 2, you realized that you were, mm-hmm. you knew you were a mystic. However, had you, you know,
if I opened the record, I wouldn't be going through my sexual healing, and I wouldn't be able to help people with sexual abuse.
Yes, yes. And I do, that's important to share, and I love that that's how, mm-hmm. I can't believe this hour has just flown by. And
oh, no. Oh my goodness.
I feel like the exact right things came up and came out of this, I'm definitely have to have you back. But let's invite everybody to you, first of all. So it's, I'm going to spell out your whole name again, because I really want the, whoever's ready and ready to forgive. That's what I love what you said. They're ready to forgive. Connect with Teza, and it's T-E-Z-A. Zialcita, Z-I-A-L-C-I-T-A. And your website.
My website is my name.
That's exactly it. Yeah, because I was going to send them to the Akashic Records, but no, that's it.
It's the Zialcita.com.
And so they can learn things with you and connect with you and all those things, because I don't know. I feel like everybody needs to connect with you.
It's a beautiful journey. We're all in this together, so then we can support and live a lighter life, you know, filled with joy and peace to everyone. So then our ascension is going to be, you know, an amazing time. This is we're bridging into the golden era.
Yes. Oh, yeah. What a beautiful way. I love that so much. Well, thank you for letting us know that there is a bridge there and that there is access. And I just thank you so much for sharing this time with us. And hopefully people, the right people, will connect with you to be able to do that, to get onto their bridge and get access.
Yes. Thank you so much, Lisa.
We will talk to you soon, and you have the rest of your lovely, peaceful, light, and joyful day.
And my son's birthday.
Oh, your son's birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Lives in
LA. It's a beautiful day for this.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye, honey. Thank you. Bye.